This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Absolutely, you are. So welcome aboard. We've got a lot of things to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. First of all, let's go ahead and open up the phone lines. We'll be doing this after our guest here, Kelly Sadler. 215-867-8255 is the phone line. That's 215-867-8255. That's 215-TOP-TALK, if you want to break it down that way. And also newcaliforniastate.com, that state of the future. We're going to be definitely talking about that in the second half hour of the show today, or this hour. And, of course, this second hour, we had Newt Gingrich on. We want to thank Newt Gingrich for stopping by here on Agenda 21 Radio and spent a whole 28 minutes with us, which is absolutely wonderful, and we're very, very pleased with that. We have with us, though, right now, we have Kelly Sadler. This is her third time on Agenda 21 Radio. She's a communications director at America First Action and a former special assistant to President Donald J. Trump. By the way, I woke up this morning and shockingly, Donald J. Trump was still our president. I'm just shocked by that. I know that tomorrow morning when I wake up, he's still going to be our president, in spite of all those things, and even confirmed by Newt Gingrich, the coup d'etat, the Russian incident, and, of course, the COVID virus situation, the coup attempts, such as by way of the impeachment process, all this stuff. He's faced it down, and he's still our president. And, by the way, I can guarantee you, with somebody like Kelly Sadler on his side, we're going to wake up on November 4th, and he's still going to be our president for the next 4 years after that. So we welcome Kelly Sadler back to Agenda 21 Radio. And Kelly, welcome aboard. We have a lot to talk about, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me back on.
It's a banner day for news for the president. And right out of the chute, I wanted to talk about your interpretation and see if it matches mine. I've already given my 2 cents worth of what I saw. Again, I used to, you know, handle large crowds for, you know, like 26 years of doing that sort of thing. So I get this whole crowd control thing, and I saw what was going on. So that's my edge in this. So I'd be interested to see what you have to say to maybe explaining why there was such a so-called small crowd there yesterday.
A so-called small crowd. I mean, it was still over, well over 6,000 people. And when you compare that to the event or the rally that Joe Biden had the previous week, where I think there was 10 people and empty seats all sitting in circles, like, you know, Joe Biden would never be able to, you know, draw a crowd of over 6,000 people. You know, the numbers were a little low. I will say it was a little disappointed. It's not your typical Trump rally, but these are not typical times. You've got, you know, we still have the coronavirus pandemic that's out there, and the campaign was boasting there'd be over 1 million people, which I'm sure dissuaded some from coming out just because of the massive crowds. And then you've got, you know, different reporting on protesting that was going on outside the arena, folks that wasn't able to enter the gates, that wanted to enter the gates, that were blocked. So there is that, too. But overall, I thought the president did a phenomenal job over a two-hour speech that he gave with incredible energy. And the campaign was able to, you know, broadcast this live. The new numbers are it reached 10.2 million people on their broadcast channels, which is more than any sort of broadcast, you know, hit on TV that you get on any given night. So people were there and people were watching if they weren't there.
Okay, so I just want to, for my audience who was listening to me talk about this in the last hour, and I don't think you were listening to the show in the last hour, and we had just a few moments before this segment, but they're all sitting around going, did he really talk to Kelly Sadler before they aired together? Because that's almost exactly, you know where I'm off. The only thing I'm differing about is I was saying that the crowd that was watching on TV was more like 7 or 8 million, and you're saying those numbers look more like 10 million.
Yes, they were just up, the campaign just upped them today to 10.2 million
right.
People were watching from all of their digital channels.
So, you see, that's, you know, again, that's huge reach. You know, it's absolutely huge reach. When we go around and do our town halls for New California, we, you know, I say if there's only one person there wherever we do a town hall, that's a lot. I mean, of course, we project it with Facebook and other things and get it out to a larger crowd. And that really has an impact. We know that it does. But that's the concept that happened yesterday. 6,000 was a lot, but yeah, how many did Joe Biden have? And again, I want to go through this whole thing that I talk about Joe Biden now as being the basement dweller that he is. He's appealing he's appealing to those voters that live in basements right now. You just usually are the children of many of their adults their adult children living in their parents' basements, and I think that's who he's trying to appeal to for a vote.
I mean, it certainly would seem that way. You know, I think today is his 81st day of still not doing an interview or a press conference with any of the media. They certainly have him well hidden in his bunker because they know if they get him out, he's going to goof, he's going to gaff, he's not going to make any sense, he's going to be incoherent. And so their whole campaign strategy is at this point in the campaign is just not let Joe Biden campaign. To avoid any embarrassment. But we know that's not going to last. We know that there's going to be debates this summer between him and President Trump, and President Trump will take him to task. There's no question.
You know, I find it very interesting, this almost Three Stooge event that's going on with the Democratic Party. You know, they seem like they're deliberately trying to dumb down all of their personalities that are in the public, and the other ones that look like they're even hopefully any rationale to them and coherent, they're all liars and cheats and thieves anyway. It just absolutely is an amazing group of people on the other side that they're trying to foist upon the American people.
I mean, it absolutely is. And one of the things that the president discussed at length on Saturday was that, you know, he believes in law and order. And every day now we're seeing, just last night in Chaz or Chopped
whatever, however you call it, the autonomous zone in Seattle, there was another shooting with a kid who's now in critical condition. Every single day, we're seeing statues being pulled down by this radical left. Statues that, quite frankly, have nothing to do with race or racism, like Ulysses S. Grant, George Washington, our founding fathers. And to what end? It's nonsense. And we really do just need these local elected mayors and blue state governors to start arresting, to get the statue up, or you can bring one down if you go through the proper process, but not at nighttime, you know, just basically demolishing these statues. It's uncalled for, and it's quite troubling where the left is and what they're advocating for at this point in time.
Well, they want lawlessness, and they're getting it, and they shouldn't be surprised at what they see here. And I think in Seattle, that whole thing that's going on over there is really despicable, in the sense that you've got this, I call it the Chaz Chop business going on over there, and this is really a clear indicator of you know, if you want to let it go and let it, you know, resort to itself, this is what you get down to, is you get these people that now we're hearing about the rapes, we're hearing about child molestations, we're hearing about a whole lot of things, and now you've got another shooting murder apparently going on. And again, they interfered with trying to get the police were coming in to get the victim who was laying there bleeding out, and the protesters wouldn't allow the police near them. Yet the police didn't pursue, which, you know, this whole idea of having the police stand down is really blowing up in their faces as well.
Oh, absolutely it is. And you had these brave officers, these men and women in blue who are entering this zone, knowing the dangers of it and knowing how they're despised by these radical leftists, and still going in and doing their job and trying to rescue these victims just shows you how courageous they are. But they need the backing of Seattle's mayor and the Governor Inslee. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why this has gone on for, 3 weeks now? This needs to stop. We need to restore some law and order and restore. I mean, these guys, they need just to shut off the electricity, shut off the water in this autonomous zone, and stop bringing them goods from outside to inside, and we'll see how much longer this would last if that were the case.
Well, you know, I have many trucking friends, and many of them are listening right now, and they've told me that they're not going to go into these areas in which they're trying to defund the police department, or the police have been taking a knee and following a line of being subservient and submissive to the protesters. That's just, they're not going to be delivering to those cities anymore. And I know that was sort of a wake-up call to Seattle when that first came out. And I know they drew the autonomous zone back into a few blocks. But this whole notion that a truck driver should be driving into a city in which there's no law enforcement, you know, I know these truck drivers don't want to look like Reginald Denny after the 1992 riots in Los Angeles. That's their thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's just got to stop, because it just doesn't make any sense. There's no common sense being used anymore. We look to our government to provide us safety and security, and that's one of their primary, you know, functions, is to keep the citizens safe and to lock up those who are causing harm and violating the laws, you know, on the books. And when you see that not happening, this isn't just people aren't these protesters and these rioters and, you know, this autonomous zone that's popping up. Everyone's like, oh, they'll burn themselves out. They'll burn themselves out. Well, that's not happening. You've got to extinguish the fire.
Yeah.
They're not going to burn themselves out. And we saw this very clearly from Rudy Giuliani's leadership in New York City, where the first thing he did was the broken windows theory. You know, you clean up the subways, you take down the graffiti, you see a broken window, you fix it, because they know we're on them and we're going to uphold this. And then you saw the violent crime right there drop precipitously. Because there's nothing you can do that's going to make these protesters happy, right? You bend a knee, they're going to ask you to bend your head. Then they're going to ask you for an, it's just, it won't stop. And at some point, yeah, you know, law enforcement needs to be out there with the support of the mayors and the governors saying this is no longer tolerable.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you about the situation out here in California from the standpoint, from the political standpoint, Republican Party standpoint, that it really bodes badly out here in California, that the California Republican Party seems to be absolutely non-existent in terms of support for the president, which is a shame. It was that way in 2016. It's this way now. In fact, the California Republican Party seems to be a shell of itself altogether. They don't seem to be wanting to have a convention. They don't seem to be lifeless or lifeful. More lifeless than anything else. And even the Democratic Party's that way, too. It's kind of like, and of course, we're living in a dictatorship, so why would you have a party system? That's sort of a given. But my question is, how is the best way to support Donald Trump in an environment like this, in which there is no political party, in which that is really showing any viability of support or notion of support for the president at this time?
Well, you know, you can always donate to the president's campaign. You can get involved with the RNC, who is mobilizing, you know, boots on the ground in every state, including California, so that you can knock on doors. Or there's not much of that happening, unfortunately, because of COVID. But there will be going up into November. You can dedicate money to the RNC as well as to our super PAC. Now, we're not playing in California just because it's too big of a state and it's too blue. We're focused on the battleground states, but there's really a lot that you can do with the RNC and with the campaign to get involved and to make your voices heard.
Well, one of the big things that's happening out here in California is there's 53 congressional seats. Right now we have 8 of them for the Republican Party. That's the way it stands. 50 out of 53, we have 8. When we did our assessment with New California after 2018, we realized that, or actually the March primary, we realized that there's a potential of 22 seats that could be picked up by the Republican Party. 22. And I've been doing these numbers a long time, and I looked at those numbers and I said, this is a ripe area for the president to be able to come in and pick up some of these seats. And we know that there's some standard seats that are going to have, you know, you're talking about Kevin McCarthy and you're talking about other people like him, Devin Nunes and so on. But there's a lot of seats that could potentially be picked up if, in fact, anybody paid attention to the seats. These people have no support from the California Republican Party, and they're out there on their own, and they're running against pretty well-financed Democratic Party or machinery, if you will. And, of course, we're trying with New California to show we need those people, because when we become a state or authorized by the state of California and move on to Congress, we need their votes in Congress to approve us to become a state. So there's a lot of motivation on our part to see that these people, you know, get voted in. So my question is that these people are not being supported. And, of course, you're talking about getting boots on the ground. Maybe that's something that needs to be self-organized at the state right now and in a different capacity than the Republican Party.
Yeah, and, you know, organizations like yours are so important to promote and get the candidates on so they can get their message out there. A lot of times the mainstream media is working against us in terms of even being able to book Republican candidates so they can have their voices heard. They'd rather have the opposition on and advocate and cheer on their policies. So I think radio shows like yours, organizations like yours, conservative media in general can help get these voices out there so that the voters know that there's a choice and what the choice is, and that there's distinct platforms between the Republicans and the Democrats. And especially in this time, it's so important that you have law and order candidates, that you don't have, you know, these totalitarian dictatorships. If one thing that COVID-19, I think, has taught a lot of Americans is that local elected officials are very, very important. So not even congressional seats, but even down the ballot in terms of mayors, in terms of AGs, in terms of, quite frankly, your school board, who is going to be, you know, deciding whether or not schools reopen. It's very important to have Republicans in California be up for these positions and have their voices heard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely right. The down ballot people from the congressional seats and also the state seats, everybody's kind of putting off on the, you know, the state assembly and the state senate, that's just sort of a foregone conclusion that the Democrats are going to own those seats. But the other ones, the congressional seats and the locals, are really, really important. And I think that the more people emphasize that, and I think there's going to be some self-organizing, obviously, to help support Donald Trump in the future at the congressional level. I look forward to that. And I know that there's some people that are out there saying they're going to do that. One of the things that they're trying to do is recall Gavin Newsom for the third time right now. And this is sponsored by some Republicans. And I'm sitting here thinking, why in the world would you want to recall Gavin Newsom right now? And they're also, oh, by the way, we're going to try and get, you know, a million plus signatures to do this right in the middle of this election. And by the way, will you kick in $6 million to make this happen? And I've said to myself, I said it last night on our public telephone call that we have for New California. I said, why would they do this? All this is going to do is take money away from those 22 candidates, like I was talking about. That money should be going to those 22 candidates, not to a recall effort that's already failed twice, and no doubt because Governor Newsom is a dictator and he's got Javier Becerra and others to back him up and protect him from a recall. What could possibly go wrong there? We know it's failed from the beginning. So why would they be doing something like that at this point in time?
I have no idea. It's a waste of time and effort. There is no rhyme or reason with the Democrats anymore.
These are Republicans. These are Republicans.
I mean,
this.
There's some Republicans out there too.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
They say they're Republicans.
You've got the Mitt Romneys in the world. They say they're Republican. You have Republican in name only, these rhinos.
Yep.
And so you gotta draw attention to them and awareness to them. And it's ultimately, I believe, there's enough people out there that see through this. And why would Republicans ever try to aid Democrats? I don't understand. I don't understand the Never Trump movement because we're all working on the same side for the same things. I understand if you don't like the president's mannerisms, but I mean, he has gotten more done, more conservative judges appointed, you know, both at the Supreme Court and in the federal court. He has, you know, he's issued the biggest tax cut bill in our generation. He's for deregulation. He's for energy independence and energy dominance. And he's pro-life. And those have come through his actions. So when you look at what the president has done and with, you know, and other members in Congress, I wish some members in Congress would grow a backbone. Because this is the most conservative president since Ronald Reagan, and with these rhinos, I don't know what they're looking to accomplish.
Yeah, it is amazing. Now, that brings me to somebody called John Bolton. We only have a couple of minutes here, but it's amazing what's been developed, and we had over the weekend stuff going on with John Bolton and the comments even this morning. It looks to me like this guy's just got his own rope by himself that Trump sold him, and he's just lassoing himself right in. It doesn't seem – it's almost like, you know, it's a win for the president, this book coming out.
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a win for the president. It just shows you how disloyal and what a snake John Bolton is. In his interview with Martha Raddatz last night, this is despicable behavior. I don't care if no one elected John Bolton president of the United States, and he was in the job to serve the president. And did they have policy disagreements? Absolutely. But it was ultimately the president who won the election, is the president making the shots. And to have the ego that John Bolton has right now, to not testify in front of Congress during the impeachment hearings, but rather go try to make $1 million or so off of a book, is just despicable and unbecoming behavior. And I don't know if John Bolton has a friend left in the city.
Well, listen, Kelly, very well said, and thank you for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, we have to go for a fourth time here coming up pretty soon, next week or so,
okay,
a couple weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks a lot. Kelly Sadler, Communications Director at America First Action and a former Special Assistant to President Donald J. Trump here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to come back and talk about Bolton, the liar and a disgruntled, boring fool, says the president. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Nothing like a little journey along your journey, right? Nothing like it. I like Journey. I do. I'm a Journey fan. Arnell. Yeah, I love Arnell, by the way. I just love Arnell. That was a great get. I mean, what a story about Arnell in Journey. I'm flipping off into the music thing. That music thing comes out at me every once in a while. And you got to beware. I might have your head banging against the wall. You know, it's just one of those things that we can do around here on Agenda 21 Radio. I mean, come on. Listen, sometimes you just have to go, oh, my God, and just rock out and bang your head against the wall a little bit. That's why it's called head banging. those of us who want fast relief from the surroundings, right? I mean, it's just something that we. I'm just kidding with you. Okay, I'm going to click back. Where am I going now? I'm sorry. I lost control in that last interview. That was really a great interview with Kelly Sadler. She's going to become a regular. That was the third time we've had her on now in about 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks, a month. Yeah, a little over a month. So, and she's almost becoming like a sidekick regular here. And when we have her back on in a couple of, maybe a week and a half, I know, because I get you guys ask for her. I was telling her beforehand. I had a lot of people ask to have her back. They wanted to hear from Kelly Sadler. So okay, here she is. So we'll have to see. She's getting herself adjusted to a number of different things. I don't want to talk about the deadly thing going on in Seattle, Chicago, and Minneapolis, as New York City reports uptick in shootings. I don't necessarily want to talk about that article right now. But I do want to, this is a half-cocked claim. Ah, this is what I like. This is a Fox News thing going on here. And what do they got? Police everywhere? Venezuela, Maduro. You know, I was reading about Venezuela this morning in the wee hours. When's that guy going to fall? You know, a journalist will tell you he's been around for a long time, right? But this is evidence. This is something here. I heard a little bit about this. Evidence scant for Seattle council members charge. Right-wing agitators sparked the CHOP shooting. Ah. Right-wing agitators. There you go. Right-wing agitators. Okay. Let's see, Sarah Sanders. Should we listen to this? We should listen to Sarah Sanders slams Bolton for in her forthcoming book. Shocking. She has a book coming out. Might have to have her on the show. But anyway, don't you find it amazing that the shooting, they have this idyllic utopia. This is what utopia looks like, by the way. This is what utopia looks like. Not California, but it CHOPs. You know, Chaschop, Seattle. And that's a beautiful city, by the way. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And that whole area out there, Bremerton, all that stuff is just fantastic. You know, but I'll tell you, the last time I was up there, I had a chance to walk a lot of Seattle. In fact, got a pair of shoes and stuff like that, a couple pairs of shoes, actually. It's like, okay, I'm in need of shoes. I'm going to fly to Seattle and go and get it. I wouldn't go to Seattle right now. I really wouldn't, because there's just, it's too socialist. And you feel like you're, the last time I went, first time I went, I didn't feel that way. It was a couple of years before. But then the last time I went, several years ago, I got, wow, this is an impressive feeling going on here. And the stores seem to be closed up. There seem to be a lot of empty businesses, you know. And that's a sign of a dying city, of course. And you get that every time you get into a socialist area. And so, and you now in California, it's very, very obvious what cities are socialist and which ones are not. Which ones that the city supports business, strong business activity going on in certain cities, and in others they don't. And of course, what's happened is the classic thing: overtaxation, overregulation, overburden on so many regulations that it starts to push out. It starts to push out, you know, businesses, and as a result, businesses just close down because of all the overtax. They can't handle the taxes. They can't handle the regulations. They can't handle all these people trying to extort money from them from the city level and the county level, and they just leave. So they board themselves up. They get all boarded up, and then boom, that's the way it is. So these cities are all over California, but then you have places that are thriving communities. I happen to live in one of those thriving communities. Where they have, I wouldn't say they're the city council or the county people. They're starting to make a turn to the leftist, primarily pandering to the money people in the regional programs. They're trying to do that. New California will clearly clear that up. But these people that go hardcore in the cities that are really boarded up and they're chasing business out, you know, you can't to go in and do business there. You know, you got to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on the special add-on fees, and then you got to comply with the regulations, which if you're opening the business, you've got to be able to completely, you know, spend another tens of thousands of dollars you weren't anticipating spending when you're opening up. And so after a while, and then when you open up, then they come for more money. And that overburden in itself says no. That's why these businesses in these communities flee, but that's also why you don't find new businesses starting up. That's a problem. So we would say get out of the socialist business in these cities. And there was one quite near the city I live in that it's like a communist stronghold. It really is. And, of course, our problem here, too, like in a lot of other places, is you have this health director who's brought in, who had a free ride, a scholarship, if you will, to med school, University of Washington. Should you be shocked about that? From the Soros Foundation. Shocking. And she's now, she was brought in January. Oh, my goodness. And she set up a bi-county regional program. She wasn't elected to be anything. And the people that are there serving as her overseers, they're not elected to this bi-county board. No. They're elected to the city and to the counties that the bi-county is comprised of, but they're not elected to the board. So, in other words, you have a board of non-elected individuals that are regulating, assessing fees, and doing anything they want, and ordering us around, making us wear masks, doing those kind of things. That's the kind of stuff that they're up to. Yeah. So this is stuff that's going on all around California and all around the United States. And it's called regionalism. Regionalism. It's a form of government that, by the way, is called Soviet-style governance. Shocking. We hear that. Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. Go check it out. It's the same kind of governance system. And so this is what we're living through. This is somebody who's unappointed and has no real power or authority, just what they claim to usurp. And so everybody follows along with their commands. So there's a problem in California right now, and that problem is that the governor has mandated everybody wear masks. Everybody's got to wear a mask around, right? That's it. No matter where you go, get in your car, drive around, go to the store, you have to wear a mask 24/7. And of course, basically, in our town, they've given them the big middle finger. Nobody's doing it. But the other town, oh, yeah. And, you know, they're under the mandate of the health director and not the sheriff. And the sheriffs and law enforcement said, we're not enforcing anything. They're not mandated to enforce health regulations. It's not a crime. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to go through a couple of things going on here. Brad Parscale campaign was not duped. Media scared supporters from the Tulsa rally. This is from Charlie Sperling from Breitbart. For the media to now celebrate the fear that they helped create and is disgusting but typical, Parscale wrote in a lengthy statement to reporters. Here we go. Schiff. Committee chairs. Pelosi are discussing potential Bolton testimony. AG Barr, Russia probe is closest we have come to Lincoln's assassination. And Peter Navarro, that virus was a product of the Chinese Communist Party. He goes on to say that Trump's coronavirus testing rally remarks a tongue-in-cheek, a light moment. This is now an update, apparently. I had 51. Earlier in the show, we had 51. Now this is, again, I said there's going to be an update coming, and this was this morning. No, this was yesterday morning. Excuse me. It is the 22nd. Yes, it says more than 56 people were shot. Okay, well, see, there's some numbers going on. Again, we'll wait until this afternoon. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll give you a better idea of where that number settles in Chicago because they do the Monday afternoon count or something strange like that. I mean, this is, you know, death accounting system, right? It reminds me of Chris Street talking about when there's a bankruptcy and a corporate situation and you know, when the bankruptcy occurs, all the accountants come out and they shoot the wounded, right? Yeah, they shoot the wounded on the battlefield is what happens. OAN, One American News, Chanel Renault wears Oklahoma State shirt after Mike Gundy controversy. Oh, after Mike Gundy controversy. What the heck is that about? She's a beautiful girl, by the way. And she asked excellent questions. That's brutal. It says, One American News Network reporter Chanel Rion was seen wearing an Oklahoma State University T-shirt as she reported from Tulsa on Saturday during the president's campaign rally. It's possible Rion wore the shirt in response to the attacks on OSU head coach Mike Gundy, who was excoriated last week for having worn an OAN t-shirt during a private fishing trip with his sons, photos of which ended up shockingly online. Shame on you, Mike Gundy. Shame, shame, shame. Are you wearing a mask, Mike Gundy? If you're not, shame on you too. Where are your gloves? Where are your gloves? Oh, there it is. There it is. There she is. Shocking. She's shocking, absolutely. But she, you know, she's an excellent reporter. That's part of the. That's the problem. When you're shockingly good looking like this, and she's got an OSU, we need to sell OSU t-shirts. That's what we need to do, right? We need to do that. We need to do that. Says Gundy at one time praised the cable news network for its fairness, but after being called out for wearing the station's shirt, was all of a sudden suddenly calling it a covert racist. No. Last Monday, social media users began sharing a photo of Gundy and his son displaying their catch. In the photo, the coach is wearing an OAN shirt. Shocking. We want to shame them, right? We want to shame them. And there's a picture. OAN. Gundy, you shock me. You shock me, right? There's a picture of it. Says that led to OSU running back Kuva Hubbard to jump on his own Twitter account to screech that he would not stand for this. Are you kidding me? Oh, you're sensitive. You're a little sensitive fella, aren't you? I will not stand for this. This is completely insensitive. Oh, I'm sorry. This is completely insensitive. This is a cold read story, ladies and gentlemen. It's completely cold read. Insensitive to everything going on in society. And it's unacceptable, writes Kuva. I will not be doing anything with Oklahoma State until things change. Well, give up your scholarship. Go right ahead, brother. Go right ahead. You know, this guy has a constitutional right to do anything he wants. Shockingly. Others followed Hubbard's example in criticizing the coach until a day later. Gundy was apologizing for wearing the shirt. Oh, don't back out. Come on, Gundy. Gundy later apologized for any pain or discomfort his support of OAN may have caused. Oh, I'm just shedding a tear. Shocking. And then, of course, there she is. Yes, wearing an OSU shirt. I love it. I love it. Shockingly. Beautifully. OAN and OSU. What a party. Now, I wonder how these people, I wonder how much pain she's causing. Chuba Hubbard. Who is Chuba Hubbard? You know, listen, coaches have lives too. Coaches' lives matter. All lives matter. And put that in your pipe and smoke it too. Chuba Hubbard, football player. Just what we need. Some 20-year-old sloven moron telling us what to do, right? Like he has any kind of authority. Just saying, we can only take these people so seriously for so long, right? They can be shaping our culture for only a little while. And when they shape it and misshape it like they've been doing, I think it's time to kind of move on, don't you? Past these people, past what they're trying to, what type of justice they're socially trying to impugn upon us. Yeah, this little justice warrior is setting himself up for complete failure. You know, and again, when you have a real reporter that's going to dog you, brother, you better watch out. Better watch what you say. I'm just saying. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. So stay with us, you exceptional Americans. Shocking.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, shockingly, 3 hours have gone by. Hope you enjoyed Agenda 21 Radio. We had a really good show today. Newt Gingrich joined us in the second hour. And of course, the first hour we talked about the rally in Tulsa, Newt on China, and the numbers in Chicago. You know, the latest numbers that we have, we're sticking to, I haven't found any. 99 people shot overall, 8 dead. That's the latest that we had this morning. But, and again, we had a lot of numbers jumping around in between this about Chicago in the shootings over the weekend. And, of course, the big cities and being such a mess. Rural California, rural America, we're doing good. We're doing good. I mean, other than the problems that we have with a dictator in California, oh, shocking, a dictator in the form of Gavin Newsom, threesome, foursome, five, I don't know how many sums we want to call them. But he's a dictator. There's no question about it. And, of course, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle the mask business because he's got an edict out there that everybody has to wear a mask. He's trying to keep, obviously, the COVID virus thing alive as his power base. That's his power base. We're in a dictatorship. He has complete authority over us because he declared on March 4th that California was in an emergency, and that grants him complete power over the assembly. So right now we only have two parts of government, executive and judicial. That's it Forget about the there is no effective legislature, except when he wants to make them effective. He commands them to do things, and they do it, and he signs a bill. That's what happens. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here tomorrow on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, definitely check out our podcast. It'll be up and running this afternoon. And newcaliforniastate.com, the new California, it's happening right now, coming up to the 7th Constitutional Convention, and Candace Owens, shocking. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.